Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum, and welcome to the mid-morning show with myself, Brother Sulaiman Isuf, every Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Thursdays between 10 and 11 a.m. Today being the 28th of Dhulqa'dah 1446, corresponding to Tuesday the 27th of May 2025. Alhamdulillah, we're having a beautiful, beautiful weather here in Johannesburg. A little bit nippy in the mornings, a little bit cold, but alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with the beautiful weather. You know, winter is setting in. You can start feeling it. We had a few cold spells last week, but alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala protect us. Allah Ta'ala protect us from the cold, and protect those that are on the street as well, and those that are living in impoverished homes. Allah Ta'ala protect each and every one of us. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Today, inshallah, we're going to be discussing the importance of making nikah in Islam, and why is it so important that one should try and fulfill the sunnah of Nabi, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "An-nikah min sunnati," that nikah, marriage, is of my sunnah. Nikah is a commitment and is agreement between a man and a woman. Obviously, we can't have female to female, man to man. That is haram in Islam. You know, as our Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Sahib always says, that you perform a nikah between a man and a woman, and not between the both of the same gender. Then they live together in harmony as husband and wife. In marriage, it is compulsory, mandatory, and it completes one half of one's iman. And it's important to look at who you choose, and your spouse that you choose is very important, because, you know, they say a person can either make you or they can either break you. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the importance of nikah by saying, a person who can support a wife and children and does not marry, then he is not from us. Islam, the deen, it clearly states that we should not delay in getting married. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam also says that do not delay in three things: your salah, the janazah, and when a perfect match, and when a nikah is for a when a match is found, then one should perform the nikah, and do not waste time, and it should be done as soon as possible. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the noble Quran in Surah Nur, verse 32, and marry of those of your men and women who are leading an unmarried life, that is a single, and also marry those of your male and female slaves who are righteous and fit for marriage. If they are poor, Almighty Allah will make them rich out of His grace, and Allah Ta'ala is most infinite, knows of all things. If someone wants to get married, but his situation, his current situation, is living his lifestyle, and maybe he's not so probably in the middle class or below average living condition, and it doesn't permit him to do so, the responsibility is on him, is the responsibility shifted onto his parents. But if his parents are not alive, then his relatives, like his uncle or his family members who are close to him, they can take up the responsibility. And if he has no one, then the state, so the so-called state, will do so. The importance of making nikah in Islam, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that no house has been built in Islam more beloved in the sight of Almighty Allah than through marriage. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam also mentions that the one who marries has already guarded half of his iman. Therefore, he should have tawakkul, and he should have that fear of Almighty Allah for the other half. You should look for four things when you are considering making nikah, and that is, you look at a person's akhlaq, you look at their deen, you look at their wealth, you look at their heritage, and you look at their lineage. And out of the four things, and you also look for beauty, but out of the four things, one should look for one should look for is the akhlaq, the deen, what type of character that they have. So if they have good character, then you know what, everything else will fall into place. And once you see that, you know, you build your akhirah together, then you'll see how everything in your life will start falling into place. Because why? You put deen first, you put the person akhlaq first, you worried about your akhirah. Because this, as we always said, that this worldly life is just a temporary life. It's not even significant in the eyes of the, it's not even significant to a wing of a mosquito in the eyes of Almighty Allah. Because on the day of Qiyamah, everything will be flattened and we'll be standing in front of Almighty Allah on the day on Yawm al-Qiyamah to answer for our question, to answer for our deeds, for our sins, when we did, and we make dua that Almighty Allah grants us our book of deeds in our right hand. You know, like when you get a report and when you go around and you start showing everybody that, look at my report, look at my report, I've got such high marks. On that day, may Almighty Allah give us the opportunity that we got in our book, our books in our right hand. And we go around showing everybody that, look at my book, I've got my book in my right hand, look at my deeds. And may Almighty Allah grant us the opportunity to enter Jannatul Firdaus A'la. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Allah Ta'ala says in the Noble Quran, وَلَا تَقَرَبُوا الزِّنَا, stay away from zina. Zina is the worst form of sins that one can commit. And if one cannot get married, then one should fast to control their nafs. Marriage is a connection not just between two people, but when you get married to the family, the unity of two families. And obviously with their family, the extended family, then you start meeting new people. You are engaging in new people, their different culture. Then you see how things are done. Maybe you were brought up differently and the way you did things. And you connect to families. And that's how we spread, and we should increase the ummah of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Try as much as possible to increase the ummah as well. And you'll have good lineage. You know, there's many du'as to protect the fetus, you know, for good marriage. You read the surah from Surah 25, Surah Furqan, verse number 74. رَبَّنَا حَبَلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. The husband and the wife are not only share their happiness and pleasure in marriage, but also Allah Ta'ala gives them the strength. Because now you must remember that your partner is from your rib. And why it is from your rib is so that you may protect one another. You be a cloth for each other. When you go through happiness, Alhamdulillah, thumma Alhamdulillah. But when you go through problems and hardships, you know, you go through it together. And both the partners must take care of each other and respect each other. Because there must be that level of respect, transparency, honesty. You know, you need to look out for each other. You need to be open with each other. In a sense, don't hide any secrets from one another. Because once you start hiding secrets from each other, then it's going to cause an imbalance in the marriage. And then everything's going to start falling apart. Because once that foundation, you need to lay the foundation. You need to lay that foundation in such a way that it is rock solid. Look at our predecessors, the older generation. They're living and they're married for 30, 40, 50 years. And when you ask them, how is it that your marriage is so strong? They always say that when we had an issue and something broke, or there was a quarrel in the marriage, they never threw it away. Rather, they sat down and they sorted it out. They fixed it. They worked on it together. Why? Because they had that muhabbat. Because they knew the value of marriage, how sacred marriage is. It's not something that you can just walk into the park and you can just say, oh, you know what, I'm tired now after 2 years, and you just divorce. Talaq has been permissible by Allah Ta'ala, but is one of the most heinous and most dangerous, is one of the most hatred acts. Allah Ta'ala hates a person and dislikes a person who divorces a woman. It actually shakes the throne of Almighty Allah, makes Allah naraz. That's why we should hold our tongue. The two pieces of flesh in a person's body that has no bone, but can cause so much of damage. May Almighty Allah make it easy for each and one of us. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Inshallah, we're going to go for a small break, and when we come back, we will listen to a lecture with regards to the importance of nikah. You know, today being a Tuesday, we have our Bliss of Marriage program between 11 and 12. So you can send your messages and your questions on the numbers 084-786-3132, international and overseas listeners, +27 84-786-3132.
صوت أهل السنة والجماعة صوت مركز الصحابة
سيدي كونين تيري جان ساروں کو سلام سیدے کونین تیرے جان ساروں کو سلام یعنی گردون نبوت کے ستاروں کو سلام انبیاء کے بعد شہرا ہے انہی کے نام کا ان حجازی غازیوں کو شاہ سواروں کو سلام سید کونین تیرے جان ساروں کو سلام جن کی ہے بس لرز تھے کفر کے ایوان تھے جن سے لرزا شام روما فارسوں ایران تھے ان خلافت راشدہ کے تاجداروں کو سلام ان خلافت راشدہ کے تاجداروں کو سلام سید کونین تیرے جان ساروں کو سلام جن کا حملہ دشمنوں کو موت کا پیغام تھا اس زمین پر کفر جن سے لرزائے بردام تھا حق کے خوش نودی کے مخلص خواستگاروں کو سلام حق کی خوش نودی کے مخلص خواستگاروں کو سلام سید کونین تیرے جان ساروں کو سلام سید کونین تیرے جان ساروں کو سلام جب کہیں باطل سے ٹکرا تھے حق کے پاس با حق پرستوں کے تماشے دیکھ
مرکز صحابہ آن لائن ریڈیو Empowering the Ummah.
Nanut vika lashkar Sidqo wafaka pekar Ulamai dioban Ulamai dioban Nanut vika
Nikah take a few minutes, not even a few minutes. Some meher is fixed and in the presence of witnesses, the nikah is undertaken. We have a ready-built crowd on a Jummah occasion, some other namaz. We don't seem as make the nikah secretly in front of two witnesses, which has become very, very common these days. And there is no announcement of that nikah, and it is creating so much of havoc and problems in our society that we cannot even understand. There are so many, and I've mentioned on some previous occasion also, because we deal with cases every day of our lives, that there are so many young boys and girls at the schools, at the colleges, at the universities who are already married. Their parents are not aware that they are married. They learnt one masla of nikah, that you must have two witnesses and give some mehr and make nikah, finish. So they've done that. And they're quite happy and satisfied that they are married. Of course, in most of those cases, we know that it's nothing but love relationships which has led to that. And they are young, young pupils, and 7, 8, 9 matric, high school and universities and colleges across the board. There are so many of them now. They are saying that we heard that you must not indulge in sin. So therefore, the best thing to do is make nikah. So 14-year-olds, 15-year-olds, 18-year-olds, so many are married. Some came to me and asked me to make their nikah. On different occasions, one time 3 or 4 of them came together. One said that this is a Christian woman, we want to convert her to Islam and make my nikah. Someone said that I'm at the high school and I'm involved with this woman, make my nikah with this girl. I said, I don't make secret marriages, that's not my policy. You bring your witnesses, you bring your wakil and come to the masjid, we'll make your nikah. So I'm not talking about that kind of secret nikahs. There's great harm in that. But if the occasion is such that there are not many people, you can just get your two witnesses, then we'll say at that time, make the nikah, but announce it, that so-and-so married so-and-so. But looking at the institution itself, that is what I'm talking about, that the institution of nikah itself, extremely simple, ashal, very, very simple and easy. No lavish expenditure required. Because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was rahmatul lil alameen. So therefore, even the poor person, he can make nikah simply, easily, with the payment of some mehr, which is according to Sharia, the person can make nikah. No need for a big hall, no need for a lavish feasting, nothing. Ajmal, very beautiful. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's way of life, very, very beautiful. And akmal, perfect. You will never find any flaw in the teaching of Rasul-e Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was a prophet for all times. And therefore in his teachings also you will find perfection.
Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was the closest to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But yet his marriages did not affect his spirituality. That is the point. That in all the other religions, the woman was given absolutely no status. In fact, some said that she is poison, some said she is a snake. Some were even doubting whether she is a human being. And we all know that pre-Islamic times, how they used to bury their daughters alive. And so many other type of disgraceful and humiliating treatment they used to give out to these women. So at that time, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, by this institution of marriage, gave them a position of honor. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, by his own practice and his own action, showed to the world that it is no, that this marriage and nikah does not affect your spirituality. It increases your spirituality. Therefore, if a person loves his wife tremendously, it does not mean that this person has become a murid of his wife. Sometimes when they look at the Ahlullah giving extremely good treatment to their wives, in fact helping them and assisting them even in their household cause, then at that time, sometimes the people get a doubt that it seems like this person is a murid of his wife. But it is not that. They have taken the cue from no one else but our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he used to milk the goats, he used to assist Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, and even in the cleaning of the house. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to sometimes stitch his own clothes. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam never acted in the house like a president of the country or some great secretary of some institution, or somebody of a very high post and position. In the home, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam entered with a smile. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam always entered the home with a smile, teaching us a lesson that all our problems of the office, all our problems of the outside world, when we return home, then we must leave those problems outside. With the wives, we must come down to ground level. We must behave with them in the manner that is befitting that of a husband. Because the husband is a friend to the wife. We all say that the husband and wife are companions in life. Then what does companion mean? Does not companion have any rights?
Allah Ta'ala says that the husband and wife, we have made them like a garment. That they are a garment for each other. Hunna libasul lakum wa antum libasul lahun. Now what is a garment? The garment of a person is the closest to him. The garment is the closest to the body. The garment gives you some kind of zenith, some kind of beauty. The garment protects you from the sun, from the wind, from the rain, from many other things. In the same way, the husband must be a protection for the wife. And then the wife must be a protection for the husband. Now if you have to read the rights of wives that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has given, and the rights of husbands that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has given, if the husband fulfills the rights of the wife and the wife fulfills the rights of the husband, and instead of demanding, both go out of their way for the fulfillment of those rights, then there will be nothing but peace, harmony, tranquility. There will be enjoyment. There will be unity. At present, every little thing is a major issue. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself, when he is to enter the home, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, he is to enter with a smile. He is to help out in the things of the house. Great Nabi like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After Allah the greatest, Ya sahib al jamal wa ya sayyid al bashar, min wajhika al munir laqad nuwwir al qamar. And then he says, La yumkinu sana kama kana haqquhu. Ba'da al-qada buzruk tuwi qissa muhtasar. After Allah, you are the greatest, qissa muhtasar. But now he is helping her to knead the dough, to sweep the house, to milk the goat. Now all these type of things, menial things what we say. Now who is assisting and helping? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is assisting and helping his wife. Not like us that we are like wolves and lions in our homes. Outside with our friends we are like lamb and we go out of our way. But when it comes to our life with our wives, then at that time we flare up over little things. Now that is not the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We agree that many a times the wives will be at fault. Many a times. Hazrat Maulana Masihullah rahmatullah alayhi should say that if the wife talks to you very nicely, cheerfully, and she congratulates you and compliments you, then you must believe that there's something unusual today. But the day she swears you, curses you, or says that that's all you are, and that is what you are, then that day you must believe that see what she's doing is her nature. But of course we are not saying that all women are like that. Some of the time is the fault of the wife and sometimes the fault of the husband. So if both of them have some kind of a compromise, a little bit of give and take, a little bit of overlooking, forgiving, then we will find that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will make their lives peaceful and a happy one.
So my Hazrat Murshidi Damat Barakatuhum, he says with regards to the same Kaaba Sharif. Kahan meri qismat tawaf haram jis zameen par chale the nabi ke qadam. By Hajj is a thing of ishq and muhabbat, and therefore one is dry explanation of Hajj. Masail of Hajj we can give it in a few minutes, and one is to develop that ishq and muhabbat. Because everything of Islam is based on ishq and muhabbat. Namaz is on ishq and muhabbat. Fasting is on ishq and muhabbat. Zakat is on ishq and muhabbat. Hajj is on ishq and muhabbat. Ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala is nothing but ishq and muhabbat. Ta'alluq with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is ishq and muhabbat. If that is not there, then it is just how a person is told that if you drive fast, you'll be fine. So now he's driving slow. And if you do this, you'll get fined. So therefore, he's not doing it. If you don't have license, you'll be fined. So he's getting his license. That means everything just because you'll be punished. So therefore, you are doing it. So that is like the person who says that because if I don't make my namaz, then I'll go to Jahannam. So make 5 times namaz. If I don't fast, I'll go to Jahannam. So fast in Ramadan. If I don't give zakat, then the snakes will bite. So therefore, give zakat. Is that the shan of a mu'min? Indeed, we'll say that that is also a ghanimat, that it is something that at least prevents the person from disobedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But that is not a shan of a mu'min. The shan of a mu'min is ishq and muhabbat, and you must see it in his life that there's ishq and muhabbat. The haji sahab, you must see ishq and muhabbat. Everything of hajj is ishq and muhabbat.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.
أحبكِ مثلما أنتِ، أحبكِ كيفما كنتِ، ومهما كان مهما صار أن أنتِ حبيبتي أنتِ زوجتي أنتِ حبيبتي أنتِ أحبك مثلما أنتِ أحبك كيفما كنت ومهما كان مهما صار أنت حبيبتي أنت زوجتي أنت حبيبتي أنت حلالي أنت لا أخشى عدولا همومتي لقد أذن الزمان لنا بوصل غير منبت سقيت الحب في قلبي بحسن الفعل والسند يغيب السعد إن نبتي ويصفو العيش إن جئت نهاري كادح حتى إذا ما عدت للبيت لقيتك فانجلى عني ضلالي إذا تبسمت أحبك مثلما أنت أحبك كيفما كنت ومهما كان مهما صار أنت حبيبتي أنت زوجتي أنت حبيبتي أنت تضيق بي الحياة إذا بها يوما تبرمت فأسعى جاهدا حتى أحقق ما تمنيت عنائي أنت فلتهني بدفء الحب ما عشت روحانا قد اختلفا كمثل الأرض والنبت ويا سكنك ومحبتي يطيب العيش مما ضاقت الأيام إن طبت فيا أملي ويا سكني ويا أنسي وملهمتي يطيب العيش مما ضاقت الأيام إن طبتي أيام طبتي أحبك مثلما أنت أنت أحبك كيفما كنت ومهما كان مهما صار حبيبتي
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.
Ab sab ki zubanon par, ab sab ki zubanon par, baatein sahaba ki. Ab sab ki zubanon par, ab sab ki zubanon par, baatein sahaba.
کے ہر مومن کے دل میں ہر مومن کے دل میں یادیں ہیں صحابہ کی اب سب کی زبانوں پر باتیں ہیں صحابہ کی کبھی مسجد نبوی میں گھر میں بھی مصلے پر کبھی مسجد نبوی میں گھر میں بھی مصلے پر یوں گزری عبادت میں راتیں ہیں صحابہ کی اب سب کی زبانوں پر باتیں ہیں صحابہ کی خود کرتا خدا بھی ہے تعریف صحابہ کی خود کرتا خدا بھی ہے تعریف صحابہ کی کس شان سے قرآن میں کس شان سے قرآن میں شان صحابہ کی اب سب کی زبانوں پر باتیں ہیں صحابہ کی خود آقا نے فرمایا میرے یار ستارے ہیں خود آقا نے فرمایا میرے یار ستارے ہیں ہم سب کے لیے راہبر ہم سب کے لیے راہبر راہیں ہیں صحابہ کی اب سب کی زبانوں پر باتیں ہیں صحابہ کی ہر مومن کے دل میں ہر مومن کے دل میں یادیں ہیں صحابہ کی ہم ان کے تقدس پر سب کچھ لٹوا دیں گے ہم ان کے تقدس پر سب کچھ لٹوا دیں گے یہ خون بھی ان کا ہے اب سب کی زبانوں پر اب اب سب کی زبانوں پر باتیں صحابہ کی, ہر مومن کے دل میں, ہر مومن کے دل میں یادیں صحابہ کی. جنگ بھی سے سپاہی صحابہ کے, یہ سپاہی صحابہ کے, فوجیں صحابہ کی, یہ سپاہی صحابہ کے, یہ سپاہی صحابہ کے, فوجیں صحابہ کی. اب سب کی زبانوں پر, اب سب کی زبانوں پر باتیں صحابہ کی, ہر مومن کے دل میں, ہر مومن کے دل میں یادیں صحابہ کی. وحید صحابہ کی باتیں بھی نرالی ہے, وحید صحابہ کی باتیں بھی نرالی ہے, ہر محفل کی زینت, ہر محفل کی زینت مدح صحابہ کی, ہر محفل کی زینت, ہر محفل کی زینت مدح صحابہ کی. اب سب کی زبانوں پر, اب سب کی زبانوں پر باتیں صحابہ کی, ہر مومن کے دل میں, ہر مومن کے دل میں یادیں صحابہ کی, یادیں صحابہ کی, باتیں صحابہ, باتیں صحابہ کی. اب سب کی زبانوں پر باتیں ہیں صحابہ کی.
It's gone 15 minutes to 11 Central African Time, and we say Jazakallah Khairan to you, the listener of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And we say Jazakallah Khairan from the team of the Mid-Morning Show with myself, Brother Sulaiman Isub, every Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Thursdays between 10 and 11 a.m. Next up, inshallah, will be the bliss of marriage with Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Sahib and Moran Zahid Khan. Thereafter, we'll have a lecture, or we when the program will follow as the news hour with Alpha Sinkosi, inshallah. And then at 1 o'clock will be our Dhuhr Azan. 1:05 to 1:30 will be the Tafsir of Surah Anfal. And thereafter, 1:30 to 2 will be the repeat of the Tafsir of Surah Al Imran. 2 to 3 will be the 2 to 3 will be the lunch break with Brother Yusuf Ali. 3 to 4 will be the repeat of this morning's Q&A with Mufti Saab and Nasiha by Maulana Musa Akhudi. 4 to 5 will be an Urdu lecture. 5 to 7 will be Maulana Khalid Yaqub. 7 to 7.30 will be the repeat of the tafsir you'll hear at 1 to 1.30. 7.30 to 8 will be the Nasiha by Maulana Dawood Sirat Saab. And that's your lineup until 8 p.m. Fi Amanillah. Ma'as salama. Assalamu alaikum. warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio.
Empowering the Ummah.